from the other daily devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. Today is another beautiful day in the presence of God. We thank God who has given us this opportunity. It has been God. Brethren, whatever, however, we give glory to God. Today is another day, the 19th day in the month of January. Day in, day out. The month of January, the first month of the year, is going to an end. And I pray today that our life shall be preserved in Jesus' mighty name. The season of His grace and victory is upon our life. We will manifest better. We will give glory and thanks to God. We will bless Him for His faithfulness. The mighty hand of the Lord will surpass all our human endeavors in Jesus' mighty name. Wherever you go, whatever you do, wherever you stay, I pray that the mighty Lord will continue to do better things for us in Jesus' mighty name. It's our season of victory. Those of you that are celebrating your birthday today, I rejoice with you. And I say, the Lord will breathe upon you. You will celebrate in the season and out of season in Jesus' mighty name. I celebrate God over your new age. You will flourish more and better in Jesus' mighty name. For those that are marking or celebrating special day, I thank God for the grace that has been given unto you. You will not miss it in Jesus' mighty name. More better days, more glorious day, more happy days in Jesus' mighty name. It shall be season of glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, today, let's look at the word of the Lord. In the book of Psalm 104 verse 30, Psalm 104 verse 30, it said, "Thou sent forth thy spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth." Wow, the Lord has said it. He will do it. He will perfect all that has to do with us. Brethren, the Lord said, He has sent you out, and He has made you, and He will breathe on you, and you will be a reference point. You will be a reference point for good things in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter what you have been praying or trusting God for, the breath of the Lord upon your life shall make the difference in Jesus' mighty name. Brethren, looking elsewhere, looking to your right or to your left, looking at how things are being done or handled, you will see that God has been a faithful Father. In this 19th day, we all need the breath of God. The Lord will breathe on you. The Lord's breath upon our life will make our life to be meaningful. That's your job, that's your marriage, that's your home, that's your child, that you have been saying, how come? Invite the presence of God. How do I mean? Pray that the Lord's breath will come upon him or her, will come upon your marriage, will come upon your business, will come upon your ministry, will come upon your life passionately. And when we are experiencing the work of God, you will see that the grace and power of God manifest more. Revelation chapter 11 verse 11. Revelation chapter 11 verse 11. It read, "And after 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them." That's why when the power of the Lord come upon you, when the Lord breathe on you, things change. Everything takes shape. When the Lord's breath comes upon you, those things that have been saying no, those things that have been reluctant, stagnated, or immovable in your life, they begin to give way. They respond. Brethren, when the Lord's breath come upon us, mighty work and testimony shall be seen. I pray today that the Lord's Spirit will come upon us, and as many that have been dead, I mean spiritually dead, some that have been dead business-wise, some that have been dead marital-wise, you will receive the breath of the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. You might have been complaining, full of complaints. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it. The Lord's breath will come upon you, and you are gaining speed, and you are coming back to life again in Jesus' mighty name. And as many that will see you, they will know that the mighty hand of the Lord has come upon you. The grace and power of God will make you a reference point, as I said earlier on. For every good thing you lay to hang upon shall prosper, because the fresh breath of the Lord has come upon you. Receive it today. When the breath of the Lord come upon you, it makes you to do exceedingly abundantly. It makes you to know above your equals. It makes you to do great exploits. And I pray that today and always you will enjoy the presence of the Lord, and it shall be well with you. You shall be victorious in Jesus' mighty name. Let me stop here. By tomorrow, when I'm coming your way, your song of victory shall be heard. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Michael Abi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank, FCMB. Or you can use 3025-365130. Account name, Alabi Femi. Bank, First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 380 214 02 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.